Title: Notes from Day 1 of the 44th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: At the 44th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, told the audience that we should be teaching healthcare in school from kindergarten to 12th grade. He was right, but we don't. And, therefore, artificial intelligence will come to dominate the U.S. healthcare system, which spent over $5.6 trillion in 2025. Wait, you might say, how did you jump from kindergarten straight to artificial intelligence, AI? What's the connection between healthcare education, rising healthcare costs which put financial pressures on American citizens and employers, and economic transformation? The answer is framed by the competing announcements in the past week by OpenAI of ChatGPT Health, which is consumer-facing, and the two business-facing enterprise offerings launched by OpenAI of ChatGPT for healthcare and by Anthropic of Claude for healthcare, two large language model, LLM, HIPAA-compliant offerings for healthcare enterprises to assist with billing, coding, eligibility determinations, pre-authorizations, care coordination, and other administrative tasks. Anthropic's leadership has said that it is focused on supporting AI for healthcare enterprise customers rather than consumer health applications. What is the OpenAI ChatGPT Health LLM intended to do for Americans? As announced, and subject to the current launch pilot being continued as initially publicized, ChatGPT Health users can seek health information, connect their medical records and wellness apps so that ChatGPT Health can walk them through test results, understand or prepare for medical visits, and, most importantly, manage their health. So, we thus have the dichotomy established now between what healthcare businesses need from AI and what the American public needs from AI. Let's take a look at the second question first. How is America using AI for healthcare now? In the first week of January 2026, OpenAI reported that more than 40 million people each day ask ChatGPT healthcare questions. 200 million regular users of ChatGPT submit a healthcare-related prompt each week, and more than 5% of ChatGPT's messages globally are about healthcare. People try to manage their health, to check or explore symptoms, to understand medical terms or instructions, and to understand treatment options or costs. This is not surprising, as a February 2025 study of Google searches suggested that 5% of Google searches are about healthcare and offer opportunities for early disease detection and diagnosis prior to a visit to a physician or medical facility. 1. This type of questioning has been going on for years with Google, as people try to become better educated about their own health and their family's health. They also are trying to figure out the cost of healthcare and what costs could arise in various disease and treatment scenarios. Not an easy lift in our healthcare system today, and hard even to discuss with your doctor at a sufficient level of detail in the time-limited consultation common in our healthcare delivery system. And Summers Hogg wrote in an article in Foresight Health this month that the real job of the healthcare delivery system, from an educational perspective, could be identified in two parts. When I'm unable to maintain my health on my own, help me get customized guidance and support to get on track and stay on track for my future. When I am scared about my future, provide a trusted solution so I can address my problems ASAP and be there for my family. She breaks it down further to abbreviate this as personalized, proactive, and preventive. So, where in our healthcare system today does a person get this type of education and support? Arguably, this is the job of a value-based or risk-based reimbursement system, where goals are better aligned and providers and plans are more profitable when patients maintain better health. But, as Intermountain Health CEO Rob Allen said today at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, we lost our way as an industry with value-based care. We talked about it as a financing mechanism, not as an alignment with our patients that prioritized their education and support. Rob Allen also said that 25% of healthcare spend in the United States is preventable. But achieving that cost reduction requires proactive management of a person's health, ideally both by the healthcare system and by the person themselves, taking agency with EDUCA.